Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Another round of tornadoes last weekend left more destruction in some parts of the state. There were two back-to-back destructive Fridays, and hopefully Mother Nature has gotten that out of her system, and the only fireworks we experience tomorrow are the ones to celebrate Independence Day. Damage from the tornadoes, of course, varied from place to place, from livestock and even human deaths to home and structural losses. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has a list of livestock and agriculturally related resources on its homepage for storm victims, ranging from farm service agency programs to mental health resources. A new entry since last week is information about the grain storage and facility rebuilder programs unveiled by Governor Kelly Armstrong on Tuesday. The programs are designed to provide timely financial support to North Dakota's egg producers who were impacted by the severe tornado events in June. The first program provides financing for temporary grain storage solutions and related supplies for the 2020-2025 crop, while the second program provides financing for the repair or replacement of grain storage and other critical egg structures, including hoop barns, calving barns, feed storage, machine shops, and more. The programs provided through the Bank of North Dakota offer 24-month loans and at 2% fixed interest rates. These are participatory loans, so those who are interested in learning more about them should contact their local lender. In other news, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association was among the ag groups that participated in Senator John Hovind's roundtable discussion yesterday at North Dakota State University, talking about the Senate-passed version of the reconciliation legislation referred to as the One Big Beautiful Bill. It is a massive piece of legislation, like 950 pages massive, and includes some significant agriculture and business elements that address several of the Stockmen's Association's priorities. The tax package, for instance, renews several expiring 2017 tax policies, which are essential for the success of family-owned cattle operations and other small businesses. It includes death tax, Section 199A, Section 179, bonus depreciation, and other tax provisions. The NDSA joined with its counterparts across the country last week in a letter to Senators Thune, Barrasso, and Crapo in explaining the importance of these provisions, particularly to asset-rich, cash-poor industries like agriculture, not only for business certainty and stability, but also for the generational transfer of these family businesses. Family-owned cattle operations are a major economic driver across North Dakota and rural America, and we support a tax code that rewards their entrepreneurial spirit and encourages the continuation of multi-generation small businesses, like those that are so plentiful and critical here in our state. The reconciliation bill returned to the House of Representatives yesterday, where it's being considered and is expected to pass in time for the President's July 4th goal. And that is, of course, already tomorrow. On Independence Day and every day, we are so proud of this nation. May the spirit of freedom and liberty that defines the day and symbolizes the strength and resilience of this country continue to inspire us to dream, to strive, and to build a better tomorrow. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, visit us at ndstockman.org or call 223-2555. That's all for Stock Talk. Have a great 4th of July weekend.